late last week, I told my teenage daughter to tidy up her room, and most especially stressing that she should arrange her study corner properly. She gave me a look that seemed to say, "But why?" Of course, she didn't say it out loud. She dares not. I'm an African mother. If you're one, I'm sure you know the answer I'll give her, or the action and reaction that I'll give her. But jokes apart, most times we give tasks to people, we fail to give a reason. Why? Why do I need to tidy up my table? Why should I not make noise? Why should I raise my hand to ask a question? Why? The answers to these usually seem obvious, but I think one way to manage the classroom is not to assume the students know what to do, what not to do, or why they should or shouldn't do what. So in my daughter's given example, I'm thinking in my mind, but she should know she's supposed to do this now. But then on a second thought, I decided not to assume. So I said to her, by the time you arrange that corner very well, it will be easier to find what. Yeah, I know. My reason may not seem valid to her. After all, it's her room. But hey, it's my house and I live here. At least I've shared a reason with her. So now she knows it's for a reason and not that I'm just punishing her randomly. Same thing I do with classrooms. At the beginning of the session, it's very important to model the behavior you want to see in your classroom. A very good strategy is creating classrooms with your students, whether virtual classroom, online classroom, or face-to-face. While setting class rules, I carry my students along. Most times, they come up with these rules. Rules like no running in class, raise your hand when you need to talk, or mute your mic in the virtual classroom if you're not talking, be a friend, and so forth. As they come up with these rules, I encourage them to give reasons to why that rule, like no running in class, why? Okay, I may bump into something or someone. And I also contribute to the list and of course give reasons to why the rules should be. These class rules become our routine. So while having a class, it's very rare to see more than 10% of the class breaking the rules. This is because they know the reason behind it. Of course, there's sometimes the 10% or less that may tend to break the rules every now and then. But because we work through these rules together, when the rules are broken, they know. So it's not like they're not aware. Now, there should be consequences for breaking the class rules, and of course there should be positives too for doing the right thing and or at least trying to do the right thing. But again, the positives and consequences should be something that the teacher must have shared with the students too. Let them be aware. So you see, with class management, the tone we set on the first day or week together at the beginning of the session is very important. We need to let them be aware of what we expect from them and not just assume they know. This is usually the beginning of building trust and professional relationship with your student. Setting rules and setting the rules with our students is a very good strategy for classroom management. When the students are able to roll with the rules, the routine, then the class is a bit easier to manage. After all, according to Ari Wong, an effective teacher manages a classroom. And ha, consistency. If you're able to keep up with the routine, this strategy will continue to work. But once we slack, once the kids see we aren't following through, then we're giving them the license to break the rules officially. For example, let's say we've agreed as a class that no running in class and the consequences made known to everyone. But then I see a student running in class and I do nothing about it. Disaster looms. Immediately a rule is broken, it needs to be addressed. Call the child to order. Go over the rules, the routine again if need be. That way the rules remain effective. During our next hangout, we'll look at some other strategies for managing the classroom. My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today.